Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
I saw Stella Bronson this afternoon, and what she said should have been the most wonderful thing I could ever hope to hear. She's not going to marry Jeff. It should have made everything perfect. Jeff's firm and Bendigo's emerging, and I'll never have to look back. Harry Palmer's been tried for everything he did, and at this very moment he's remanded for sentence. I thought there was only one thing left to make life perfect. Get my husband back. Now that I can have him back, it's dust and ashes. To be given your own husband by another woman's grace and favor. Oh, it's horrible. It's ridiculous, too. It's because Stella Bronson decides she can do better with rich old Benny Puller. Is that any reason why I should feel so smirched? And there's another thing. Why hasn't Jeff been around to tell me the great news himself? He's had plenty of time. It's 8:30. Oh, it's all right, Lottie. I'll go. Oh, this might be Jeff now.
Hello, Marcia. May I come in?
Of course. I knew it was you.
Did you recognize my step or something?
No. I just knew.
Well, you haven't a drink handy, have you?
Jeff, since when have you needed a drink to tell me you're not going to marry Stella Bronson?
So she told you. And in the worst possible way, I suppose. That's right, isn't it?
I expect so. Oh, dear. This is pretty humiliating for both of us.
Yes, sir. I feel a complete utter fool.
It shouldn't be so bad for you. I'm the one who feels the fool.
But I wanted to come to you and tell you to scrap the divorce for I don't know how long. But I couldn't while Stella was in the way. Now she's obligingly stepped out of the way. I feel such an absolute sap coming to you. So it was only through Stella's permission, sort of thing.
Well, isn't it? Isn't she throwing you at me?
Well, not altogether. She's simply having the decency to step out of the picture.
Now, look, Jeff, it's very kind of you to try and spare my feelings, but, well, it won't do.
Well, why won't it? I'm only being sensible, or trying to.
You know quite well Stella's had no intention of marrying you. He's kept you hanging on and on through your own conscience month after month, just waiting for the divorce to come through. Now it's about settled, she's told me exactly where she stood all the time.
Just a minute. What did she tell you?
No, she was going to marry Benny Puller for his money and all that. She made it quite clear she could still marry you if she wanted to, but she was tossing you in my general direction.
I see. Just wait here for half an hour, will you, Marcia? I'll be back.
Where are you going?
I'll be back. Will you wait?
Of course I will, but... Oh, Jeff, don't be longer than you have to. I feel so utterly miserable. I'm such an idiot. I'd like to take that Bronson woman apart slowly, bit by bit.
Darling, in half an hour you might have your opportunity. Figuratively speaking, of course.
What? Jeff? Come on in. Is this wise, darling? I mean, Benny mightn't like his fiancée entertaining strange men.
I'm not here to listen to your corny jokes. Stella, you're coming with me.
Oh, am I? Where to? A party? Oh, good.
You're coming with me to Marcia's. I want a word with you in front of her.
Oh, thanks very much. I don't think I feel like going out again tonight.
How are you coming, baby? On your own steam, or do I have to drag you down to the car by the scruff of your neck?
Now, Jeff, now I warn
it's
you...
It's no use arguing, my dear. Now, will this coat do?
Jeff Pilgrim, you cannot bustle me around like this.
Oh, but I can. Now then, are you going to be a good little honey blonde? Or should I carry you downstairs kicking and screaming?
I warn you, I will scream.
In that case, I'll have to keep one hand over your face.
I won't go to Marcia's, Jeff. I won't.
Put your coat on. That's right.
I won't leave this flat. Jeff, if you think you can drag me about with you like a sack of potatoes...
Other arm in. And that's right. Now then, do you want to lock the flat up?
I am not going with you.
Okay, well, just leave the place wide open. Come along. Come along after you.
No, I'm not going with you. I'm not. You needn't think I came along here of my own accord, Marcia. I was dragged here.
I was kidnapped.
Care.
I don't care threepence how you got here. Jeff, I don't think this was such a good idea after all.
Neither do I.
Now you're going to listen to me, both of you. You two women, in various ways, and for motives known only to yourselves, have come down near messing up my entire life on more than one occasion. At times you've been nothing but a pair of out-and-out doxies. And they're going to put a stop to it once and for all. This time we're going to have some sense out of you both. And we're going to clear the air if I have to bully the lives out of you till 3 o'clock in the morning. Now then, Stella?
Yes, Jeff?
Some time ago you eavesdropped on Percy Fleming and me, right?
I couldn't help overhearing.
But you did overhear us discussing you, me and Marcia, didn't you?
I suppose I did.
Did you or didn't you?
Yes.
Percy Fleming asked me what I'd do if you weren't in my way. I told him something. What was it?
I didn't take any notice.
Come along. What did I say?
You're not going to force me to say things in front of your wife, Jeff Pilgrim. I don't care if you shout and yell at me all night.
All right, I'll tell Marcia for you then. I told Fleming that if I possibly could get out of it, I'd no more marry Stella than fly. I told him I'd make a beeline for you, Marcia, if she wasn't in my way. And I also told him that I couldn't understand Stella sticking around when it was so perfectly obvious that I didn't want her. There. Does that throw any light on what Stella said to you today?
Nice going, Jeff. Thanks.
You deserved it, Stella. You asked for it. You just couldn't let things go without having one last unnecessary stab at Marcia. Well, you asked for it and you got it. And don't expect any apologies from me.
Jeff. You're being a lot harder on Stella than you have to.
I'm not. This thing has to be cleared up. If it's not now, it never will be. Stella's throwing me at no one. If we pick up the threads again, Marcia, it won't be through Stella's good graces or anyone else's. It's because Stella can no longer kid herself that I'm interested in her to that extent.
Jeff, I really think you've said enough. Oh, back up, Stella. He doesn't really mean it.
What don't I mean?
You keep quiet. You've had your say. The three of us could fight like cats and dogs all night, and for what? Look, it just occurred to me. I think we could all do with a drink. Stella? If I've never needed one before, I do now. Jeff?
No. I suppose so.
Now, don't turn around and get the sulks just because you're beginning to feel like a cad. Instead of clawing each other for the rest of our lives, why don't we all try to get along? Has anyone wished Stella luck with Benny Puller?
Matter of fact, not a soul.
Well, I do. I wish you all the luck in the world, Stella. And all the happiness. You know, I really do need that drink. If you'll wait a jiff, it's coming right up.
Stella, I'm sorry I lost my temper with you.
That's all right.
For a while, I could see this infernal triangle of ours hag-riding us for the rest of our lives. We have been a trio of idiots, you know.
Marcia and I have.
Why just you two?
Marcia was an idiot to lose faith in you. I was an idiot ever to think I could make you fall for me. Jeff, didn't you ever? Just a little bit.
You must know. Of course I did. For Pete's sake, what sort of a question is that to ask me now, with Marcia in the next room?
No time like the present.
Stella, there's no time like the present to forget that you and I were ever anything but secretary and boss.
Just the office wife?
Probably the best office wife a man ever had. Oh, here's Marcy with those noggins.
And I warn you, they're pretty strong.
Now let's get them out of the way, and then we can drive Stella home. Here we go. Here's to the three of us. Long life and lots of fun and happiness for Stella and Benny Puller.
I'll drink to that. Bung-ho.
Bung-ho.
Goodbye, Stella. Goodbye, dear.
I feel sorry for Stella tonight, Jeff. Is that wrong?
No, I do too. Well, I don't want to sound hard. I think she'll get over it. Benny will give her a wonderful life. I'll give her trips all over the world. And emotionally, I think Stella's pretty well equipped to look after herself.
I hope so, anyway.
And for us, Marcia?
No. We'll never make the same mistakes again, will we, Jeff?
Never. Right now, I can't wait till tomorrow. Business can go hang. We'll make all the arrangements to tear up the divorce. Are you happy?
Happier than I've been for years.
Me too.
Oh. What did you turn there for? This isn't the way home.
I know.
Where are we going?
To the flat.
Oh.
You don't want to go back to that great empty house, do you?
No, Jeff. Please. Not anymore. It's been a long time and a lot's happened. But now, at last, we're together again. And if the mistakes you make are only to learn by, well, our new life together will be perfect. I'll make it perfect. No Stella Bronson's ever going to wreck my life again. But, of course, Jeff will have to have a new secretary. I wonder what she'll be like.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.